Chapter 13. Then Tobi spoke up and composed a song of praise and said,
Blessed be the living God, whose kingship lasts for all ages. For he scourges and shows mercy. He brings down to the lowest netherworld, and he brings up from the great abyss. And who can snatch anything from his hand? Acknowledge him in the sight of the nations, O sons of Israel, for you are scattered among them, and there recount his greatness. Exalt him in the sight of every living being, because he is your Lord and he is your God. He is your Father and he is God for all ages. He may scourge you for your sins, but he will show mercy to all of you, and will gather you from all the nations among which you have been scattered. When you turn to him with all your heart and all your soul to do what is right before him, then he will turn to you and no longer hide his face from you. Now consider what he has done for you and gratefully acknowledge him with your whole mouth. Bless the Lord of righteousness and extol the King of the ages. In the land of my exile, acknowledge him and make known his power and his majesty to a sinful nation. Turn, you sinners, and do what is righteous before him according to your heart. Who knows whether he will welcome you to pardon you? I extol my God, and my soul exalts the King of heaven, and my soul will rejoice all the days of my life. Praise the Lord, all you chosen ones, and let everyone laud his majesty. Let them speak with psalms, spend days in rejoicing, and acknowledge him. O Jerusalem, holy city, he will afflict you because of the works of your hands. Acknowledge the Lord with righteousness and praise the Lord of the ages. And once again, your tent will be built within you with joy, that through you he may cheer all captives and all who are distressed within you for all the generations of the age. A bright light will shine unto all the ends of the earth. Many nations will come to you from afar. Inhabitants from the most remote parts of the earth will come to your holy name, bearing gifts in their hands for the King of heaven. Generation after generation will present a joyful offering within you, and the great name of the Chosen One will endure throughout all ages forever. Accursed are all who despise you and all who inveigh against you, and accursed are all who hate you and all who speak against you. Accursed are all who will purge you and pull down your walls, and all who overturn your towers, and all who set fire to your dwellings. But blessed forever will be all who build you. Then rejoice and exult over the children of the righteous, because they will all be gathered together and will bless the Lord of the ages. Blessed are all those who love you, and blessed are all those who rejoice in your peace. Blessed are all people who will grieve over all your afflictions, for they will rejoice over you, as they witness all your joy forever. My soul, praise the Lord who is the great King, for Jerusalem will be rebuilt as a city to be his dwelling place for all ages. How blessed shall I be if a remnant of my offspring survive, to see your glory and gratefully acknowledge the King of heaven. The gates of Jerusalem will be built of sapphire and emerald, and all your walls of precious stone. The towers of Jerusalem will be built of gold and wood, and their embattlements of pure gold. The streets of Jerusalem will be paved with garnet and stone of Ophir. The gates of Jerusalem will sing with hymns of joy, and all her houses will cry out, Praise Yahweh! Praise be the God who has exalted you! Praise forever and ever! For in you they will bless his holy name forever and ever.